This is our returning champion, David Budge, from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Stand by to see David play for a Norman Rockwell collar type valued at $10,000. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering an Audi, valued at $22,267 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hi there. Thank you. Thank you very much. And welcome to Sale of the Century. Let's get to business quickly. Welcome back a fine champion. This is David Budge. Hello, David.
Hi, Jim.
$249 in your bank account. You like that entertainment center.
It was real nice.
Do you regret maybe that you didn't take it?
Or? We'll see, won't we?
You were saying your friends talked to you about not being a gambler. Or
well,
something.
When we play cards, no little penny ante stuff, sometimes I think I'm too conservative. Well, here it is, the big time, and I'm going for it all.
You really are, because you passed on that entertainment center. $249, a win with 11 more dollars. You can have the $10,000 Rockwell artwork. You are $91 away from a fabulous over $12,000 trip to China.
Yes.
Ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Good luck. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Oh! This is one of those don't go near the microwave outfits, right? Yes. Who did you bring us?
This contestant remembers the past. From Hollywood, California, give a big hand to Mindy Greenfield.
Hi there, Mindy.
And he knows how to drum up business. From La Habra, California, here's Ron Brady.
Hello there, Ron. Your little ladies and bargain seller. Ron, do I detect a Ron Brady fan club out there?
I hope so.
You know how to drum up business.
Yes, I'm a professional rock and roll drummer in a band, and the first time I ever got paid for having so much fun, I realized it was a job you just can't beat.
I would think it would be. Well, we had a drummer here. I just let that go by with the beat. We had a drummer here a little while ago from New York, Tim Hollerin, and he took off with over $160,000 in cash and prizes. Mm. Maybe it runs with the profession. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Mindy, you remember the past.
That's true. Jim, I have one of the biggest collections of memorabilia from the 50s and the 60s.
Oh, really? Oh, what's the one most interesting thing you've got?
Well, right now I'd say it's my Gidget lunch pail, but I'm shooting for a Jim Perry doll.
That goes back to about the 20s, I think. No, a Gidget lunch pail. I'd be thrilled to own that one there, man. I'm telling you. $20 starts all three players off. And remember, the player with the most money at the end of the show is a champion gets to go shopping. What television show featured the not ready for primetime players? David?
Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live it is. $5 for the correct answer. Added to David's score, he goes to 25. Which of our East Coast cities was originally known as New Amsterdam? Ron.
New York.
New York it is, and Ron gets his first five at 25. In your first years of school, you're taught the three R's. David?
Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
You got them all, just beating Mindy to the buzzer. David back into the lead. In the old proverb, what does familiarity breed? Mindy? Oh, this time you beat him to the buzzer and you didn't know it. It's contempt. Contempt. And you lose $5, Mindy. Sorry about that. Down to 15. What popular type of food comes in varieties such as rat trap, longhorn, Ron?
Cheese.
Cheese is right. Yeah, rat trap is a cheese. And Ron ties David. What a time for an instant bargain. And the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise, but with a tie, Ron and David, only one of you can have this when you hear the low sale of the century price. Hit your buzzer, and for one of you, this is yours.
Ron or David, bring back the art of silent film with Chinon's silent Super 8 memory movie outfit featuring 612 XL macro movie camera designed for easy use and automatic threading 3000 GL movie projector furnished by Chinon, and it's normally priced at $515. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
David and Ron. I mean, look at the size of this equipment, the camera, the projector, and neither over $500 worth, and neither of you hitting the buzzer. You're looking at each other.
He needs this for Hawaii.
Yeah, that's right. He got a trip to Hawaii on the last show. You could take $6.
Music videos, though, huh?
Right. The value of one question, $5. Going once, going twice, and no sale. They're both looking at each other, and nobody wanted to buy. Back with this. What was the name of the first baseman in the classic comedy routine by Abbott and Costello? Ron?
Who's?
What was the name? No, who was right? That's what it is. Who's on first? Ron goes to 35. In 1959, after nearly a century of being number one, this state suddenly found itself the second largest, David?
New York.
No, no, oh, I think if you had heard two more words, the second largest in area. That's Texas, of course. Alaska came in and Texas became the second. Champion takes a backward step, losing five. In literature, how many thieves did Alibaba, Ron?
40.
40, Alibaba and the 40 thieves. And Ron pulls out now with $14, $15 lead. Fame game. A lot of information about a famous person. Players are playing for control of that fame game board. Person, remember? I am an actress and comedian born in Oak Park, Illinois, and raised in California. I starred in a TV series called Life with Elizabeth, another called Date with the Angels. I received two Emmy Awards for Best Supporting Actress as Sue Ann on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. David?
Betty White.
Betty White is right. And David gets control of that board. And as we are now doing, we will show you the $10 money card up there.
It's behind the number one.
Nice prizes and a $10 money card. The lights are flashing. David, we've now locked that into your buzzer. You will stop the light and you'll get where you stop.
Like that number one.
Ooh, way far away from it, but landing on number eight, you win this.
A mantle clock. Michael C. Fina's 1810 Americana mantle clock. With Westminster quarter hour striking movement in a genuine walnut hand-rubbed case. Furnished by the Michael C. Fina Company.
Worth well over $400. That is added to your winnings, and of course, that you're not risking. All of those nice things you pick up along the way with the instant bargains and the fame game board, that goes right into the players' pockets. We hope no one goes home empty-handed. We'll be right back. Champion David Budge already has enough money for that beautiful $10,000 Norman Rockwell artwork, but he must win. And right now, he's in second place. It is Ron at 40, David at 25, Mindy not out of it at 15, because a lot more questions. Let's get back. What does an Arab do with his burnous? Ron.
Drinks it.
No. No, I'll have a hat, please, on the rocks. No, burnous is one they wear it. They wear it on top of their head. You lose five on that, down to 35. According to the song, birds do it, bees do it. David?
They fall in love.
Even educated fleas do it. Yes, indeed. And David goes to 30. From the French for tuft of hair comes this word for, Mindy?
Toupee.
From men's hairpiece. That's the word. You got it, Mindy. Five on the front side, back to 20. In what historic document does it state that all men are created equal? David?
Declaration of Independence.
You got it. And we've got a tie. Ron and David again in a tie. And again, an instant bargain with a tie. Gentlemen, you didn't want to buy before with a tie. How about this?
Ron or David, if you're worried about your decor, lighten up with authentic pure crystal lamps imported from Europe by Crystal Clear Industries. Each piece is hand-cut and individually signed. Suddenly, everything is crystal clear, and they're normally priced at $600. But today on sale of the century, they're yours for only $11.
Well, do you do windows? $600 worth of lamps, matching lamps, beautiful lamps, for $11, for $10, for $9, $8. Again, the value of one question, $5, you can have the lamps. So David will buy. He's confident, he likes the lamps, and you've got yourself $600 worth of lamps for just $5. We knock it off your score, and Ron has the lead, but it was only a question. Goodbye if you like it. There's a titmouse sitting on your shoulder. What's a titmouse? Ron?
A bird?
It's a bird, that's right, yes. Usually wears a burnous. And Ron goes to 40. The symbol of her designer jeans, her perfume, and sportswear is a white swan. David?
Chloe Vanderbilt?
That's exactly right, and David goes to 35. What country is counties named Kerry, Kilkenny, and Kildare? Ron?
Ireland.
Ireland is right, and Ron stretches that lead out again to $10. To what organ in the human body would a doctor administer defibrillation? Ron.
The heart.
The heart is right, and a $15 lead again for the challenger, Ron. What essential organization is composed of ladder companies and engine companies? Ron?
Fire departments.
Fire department is right, and a $20 lead for the challenger, Ron. Wow. Talking about fire departments, a while back, the fire chief of Hobbs, New Mexico, shut down the entire fire department for 2 days, but he left a note which read, positively, no fires allowed. That's a way to take a vacation. We'll be right back. Very confident champion, David Budge, is doing some buying, and he's in second place again. It is Ron at 55, David at 35, and Mindy at 20. Fame game. We're looking for a famous thing. I am a plant, a member of the lily family. I originated in Asia, where I was used as a folk remedy. While I'm used in many parts of the world as a cooking ingredient, I have an impressive history as a medicine. David.
Opium.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value, stay at 35, but a break for the challengers will clear the board. Continue for Ron and Mindy. I have been rubbed on the skin, inhaled, and chewed as a treatment for arthritis, dandruff, and hangovers. I am a bulb made up of cloves. David, or Mindy.
Garlic.
Garlic is right, yes. Mindy, you've got to get a pick of the board. Where is the $15 money card?
It's behind the number six.
Two of them up there to shoot for, Mindy. We've again locked it into your buzzer, and you can go when you want to.
I need you, six. Come on.
Oh, again, you're so close. Number three, and you get this.
A silver punch bowl set. Leonard Silver's silver-plated 15-piece punch set includes punch bowl, tray, ladle, and 12 cups, furnished by Leonard Silver Manufacturing Company.
$400 punch set. That's yours. Money cards stay up there. We'll add 25 later. David is back in, and all three of you try this. Known in some countries as association football, it is the world's most popular sport. David.
Soccer.
Soccer is exactly what it is, and across the world, it is the most popular. David, the 40. From an old French word meaning miserable wretch, this is the man who chases after kids when they skip. Mindy?
Scrooge.
No. Now, would you believe that a truant officer comes from miserable wretch? And everybody kid they've ever caught kind of probably agrees with that. Mindy loses five. Name the actress who played a sexy cop named Pepper Anderson on the... Mindy?
Angie Dickinson.
On Policewoman Angie Dickinson it is. And Mindy bounces around that $20 mark. But Ron, no tie this time. You've got the lead all by yourself. You've got a $15 lead over the champion. And you can buy these.
Ron, laundry's a risky business, so hand it over to this heavy-duty laundry pair featuring four water temperature settings on a multi-speed washer. The automatic dryer has four drying temperatures, including permanent press settings from Kelvinator Appliance Company, and it's normally priced at $1,019. But today on sale of this entry, they're yours for only $15.
Well, the baby closed and he said goodbye. That's it. Ron, are you interested?
Yes, he is.
David says yes, you are.
What if you already have one?
Well, could you maybe? I don't want to bother wasting your time if you have no interest.
Be a friend,
if it's over, but it's over $1,000 washer and dryer for $15. And I'll tell you, I will help you along because I like a tie. I'll give you $300 in cash to go with it. You can have the washer, the dryer, $300. For $15, you'd be in a tie with David. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Ron didn't want the washer and dryer, and David, you know, wanted him to want the washer and dryer. We'll be right back. Pressure on the champion right now. He's got enough money for the $10,000 Norman Rockwell artwork, but he's got to win, and he's trailing Ron by $15. Back to business. What special name do Christians give to the day on which they commemorate the crucifixion? Mindy.
Christmas.
No. Good Friday. The crucifixion was... See, he was born on... Never mind. You lose. I'm sorry about that. I know you know it, but the buzzer goes quick.
Lobotomy buster.
Which planet is named for the Roman goddess of love and beauty? Ron.
Venus.
Venus is exactly right, and Ron stretches that lead to $20. This former child star has gone on to direct such hit films as Splash. David?
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard it is. The champion has heard from goes to 45. Well, champion might need to be heard from right now because the third and final crack of the fame game buzz in when you know a famous person. I am a scientist, astronomer, and mathematician, born in Europe in 1642. As a boy, I invented a windmill that ground grain, a clock run by water, and a sundial. Later, I discovered the secret of light and color, invented calculus. Ron?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, and now the leader is out of it. We'll clear the board, continue from Mindy and David. I invented calculus, showed how the universe is held together. The concept of a universal force came to me one day as I sat drinking tea. David?
Isaac Newton.
And an apple fell from the tree. You are right. It is Isaac Newton. You've got control of the board. Where's the $25 money card?
It's behind the number nine.
Well, you've got seven numbers bouncing around there, and three of them have money cards. You're trailing by $20. This is a big shot. We are now locked into your buzzer. Good luck, David. What's it going to be?
Number nine is what it's going to be. Here it comes.
You got the 10. $10 money card. And I think at this point he will take it. We add that to David's score. Now we finish up the game with the speed round. The champion is a little closer, but he's got to win. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Ron, a one-question lead over David. 60 to David's 55, Mindy at 15. Good luck. We start the speed round now. Name the capital city of Minnesota.
David. St. Paul.
Right. To what branch of the Treasury do you submit your federal tax form? Ron.
The IRS.
Right. How many letters are there in the English alphabet?
David. 26.
Right. What did Tarzan call his lady love? Ron.
Jane.
Right. Name the country where the highest point is Mount Fuji. David.
Nepal.
Wrong. On what part of the body? What part of the body is treated by a podiatrist? Ron.
Feet.
Right. From what sort of plant would you pick a prickly pear? Ron.
A cactus.
Right. In movies, what kind of factory was owned by Willy Wonka? Ron.
Chocolate factory.
Right. What state is nicknamed the Hawkeye State? David.
Iowa.
Right. What are the lowest ranking pieces in chess called? David.
Pawns.
Right. Which British king signed the Magna Carta? David.
Charles.
Wrong. What country was ruled by President Nasser? Ron.
Egypt.
Right. Name the constellation that is shaped like a great heavenly hunter. David.
Orion.
Right. What element is contained in the metallic substance described as ferrous? Ron.
Metal.
Wrong. What superstar made his directing debut with the film Ordinary? The time is up, and Ron is the new champion. He has unseated David. Back with a new champion in just a moment. First of all, described as ferrous, it is metal, but it's specifically iron. And King John signed the Magna Carta. That one might have got the champion off. The highest point, Mount Fuji, is in Japan. But David, well, he didn't make it to the $10,000 Rockwell, but my goodness, what a great stay with a lovely clock, the mini blinds, the compactor you wanted, the mantle clock, you got the lamps, a beautiful trip to Hawaii, $770 in cash, a great total, $5,310 in cash and prizes. Congratulations, David. Enjoy that trip to Hawaii. I know you wanted it. Mindy, you're not going home empty-handed. You got that punch bowl with the cash in front of you, $415. They were just quick with that buzzer, right? Thank you. But Ron Brady is a new champion, and he's going shopping. Come on, Ron. Well, you unseated a tough champion there. Congratulations. You went in with a $15 lead. You came out with a $15 lead. $85 you've got. $85 will buy you this.
Make your own kind of music with Kimball's high-tech, high-touch organ. Designed for virtuoso performance and solid organ sound. Styled for ease and comfort for both the serious and the beginning player. Furnished by Kimball. And normally priced at $2,895, yours on sale of the century for only $85.
Just $85, that's what you won with. So if you say yes, you can take this organ and leave. Now you're a musician and you have a studio, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this organ could come in very handy. For just $85, you can leave with an organ for the studio. Or put your money in the bank. Now, you would be $90 away from the next thing up the line, and you've already seen that. That's the Entertainment Center. The next thing after that, get the $260, is the Norman Rockwell artwork, which you've seen. I'm going to tempt you a little bit, though. If you got the $340, this you haven't seen. How about a beautiful trip to China, Jay?
Discover the mysteries of the Orient on a trip to China. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles to Shanghai for 24 days in this ancient land. You'll cruise the Yangtze River, meet China's spirited people, and sightsee the Ming Tombs and the awesome Great Wall of China. This unforgettable trip, normally priced at $12,760, yours on sale of the century for only $340.
That would be a great trip. That would be a great trip. But that's a ways away, $340. Next thing up the line, I'll tell you, more expensive than that is a speedboat. Then for $530 is a luxury car. Can't make up your mind? Just keep on winning. Get to $640, we'll give you all the prizes. Or get to $750, and we'll give you all the prizes plus this.
A cash jackpot of $65,000.
That's not a bad total, $133,472 in cash and prizes that could be yours. But your decision now is take the organ and leave, or take the risk that you can continue to win and go for bigger and better things. You think about it for just a moment. Back with our new champion, Ron Brady. You upset a great champion to stand here. So the question is, are you going to take the organ that you've now earned and leave, or put your money in the bank with the Entertainment Center the next thing up the line? Ron, what's it going to be?
I think I'm going to come back.
He's going to come back. He's feeling confident right now. We'll have another $1,000, $66,000, two new challenges for Ron next time on Tale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.